And now, some meaningless snippets from last episode of Coriolis Monument.
Marco's chief thug, Pavel, has apparently followed you to Algol and is using a local gang as backup and is trying to mug you.
Pavel, this business with your boss, it was concluded when your boss double-crossed us.
Fuck you guys! And he raises his machine pistol towards you. And he just crumples to the ground in a pool of blood. Oh, there's some woman out here. That's that woman that came in to look at our box. Should I let her in? Your destination will be the Yanu system. To the moon, journey's end, to the bazaar at the end of the world. Jafar, you notice something strange happening with the computers. The screens start changing, and you see selections being made as if someone is trying to remotely control your ship. And then your ship locks up, and then a view screen pops up. And you see a man. This is Denayal Soruk. I found some information. Slavers have come through, loaded up with all of the wonderful things that they purchased with their monies. I was hoping maybe someone might be able to go liberate them of their ill-gotten gains.
Denayal, you give us the information. We'll track them down.
So you take off just a couple hours after you arrived and out into the darkness of space, off on a hunt for a group of slavers riding on a ship called the Primal Star. Welcome to the Rollmageddon Podcast, the Coriolis Monument Campaign, episode number 7. I am Jason, I am the Game Master, and here with me are four victims, also known as players. Please introduce yourselves and the characters you will be playing.
Hello, I'm Jordy, playing Jafar Tilly, the Data Spider.
And this is Stevie, playing John Collage. The pilot. Nope, that's the wrong role. The gunner. I looked at my character sheet and my thing was my concept is a fighter pilot. I ain't doing the pilot part.
No, you guys don't own a fighter.
Doing the fighter part though.
Yes.
I mean, we always could get a little ship for you to fly around.
That's a dream right there.
I mean, Rebus will be land and you'll be air. And we'll be in space. I'll just be hacking from in orbit.
And I'll be cheering you guys on.
And who are you?
You'll be commander.
I am Ali, playing Zul the Mystic.
And I'm Sam, playing Rebus McClintock, the Engineer.
So, last time out, what happened? Let's see. The crew of the Mahdi found themselves in a scrape with one of their former employer's thugs. Turned out pretty well for you, actually, much to my disappointment. Nobody died.
Well, Ivan died.
His name's Pavel. Rest in peace.
Who does Pavel work for?
Marco. No one will remember your name.
No Ivan.
He's Russian sounding. Pavel's a very Russian name. Like a Slavic name. Pavel, Ivan, those are very... Yeah. Vlad.
Vlad. That'll be your next...
Gregor.
Your next enemy.
Gregor!
So, what else happened? Had a little run-in with the local security forces. Got your final marching orders regarding the delivery of the armor to its final destination. A far-off moon known as Journey's End. At the Grand Market known as the Bazaar at the End of the World. You made it halfway there. Stopped for repairs and general maintenance on the planet of Akal. And were contacted by one of your regular employers, a man by the name of Denayal Soruk. And he had a target for you. Since you haven't done any actual pirating yet in this game, and it is episode 7, you actually get to do some pirating. You had enough time to do it, and, promise of money, so off you went. So before we get completely started, there were about 10 days of sort of sitting around, with your thumb up your butt, ship time. So, what was everybody doing during those 10 days? Anything specific? Anything that might require a roll or any sort of clarifications?
Now, at what point did I get my talisman maker talent in those days?
Started your some advancement?
Arts and crafts, yeah.
Your advancement technically comes in now.
Now? Okay.
So, I mean, I could say you have a couple of days if you want to actually utilize it. So that's another thing. Maybe we should just backtrack here. Everybody got a level up, so they got new stuff. So what did everybody get, if you want to share that with our audience?
What'd you get?
I took tough, so I got 2 more HP.
I took the talisman maker talent, and I get to make talismans for all my little friends, and they can get bonuses on the rolls.
I took an additional rank and command.
And I took the licensed talent, which lets me buy things that are needed by a license to buy. That made sense.
Yes, forbidden technologies.
Yes.
I guess we should say you put out your request for yes. the license.
I'm training for my license.
You filled out the official forms.
Yes.
Now the bureaucracy will lose them for 6 months and yep. then have you fill them out again.
This time with a bribe.
Well, this is like the third time she's done it, so maybe this time it'll work.
So yeah, now that that's out of the way, 10 days. I mean, I guess we could say you picked up your talisman maker ability like halfway between Akal and your target, which you will be arriving at shortly, which is the Primal Star. It's your victim ship. So you have a couple and a half days if you wanted to talismanate.
How many hours is that?
Well, you can only really be active for about 12 hours a day. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, how long does it take to make one?
D6 hours.
Roll the dice for it. Lovely.
So, I'll say three days? 3 days would be? So, 12 hours times three.
Let's say you had 30 hours.
30 hours? Okay.
Roll as many dice added up to 30 hours and let me know. In the meanwhile, Rebus, were you doing anything exciting during 10 days?
Yes. I have been working on our speed racer, converting our GravCraft into a racing GravCraft.
Okay. Putting those parts to use. So you've been yep. souping up old Betsy,
yep.
or whatever you decide to name her.
Putting a cougar on the hood, putting a pair of shocks on it. I don't know.
Is that going to be the name of yep. the car, the cougar?
I'm actually probably going to let June decide what the car looks like, since they'll probably be driving it. So, probably something fun and sporty. But yeah, I've been souping up that GravCraft for Grav races.
All right, why don't you go ahead and make a technology roll?
Technology.
How many thousands of burr worth of upgrade equipment did you end up purchasing? I forgot.
Two.
Two?
Okay. Yeah.
So I'll allow you to make 2 rolls.
Okay.
Could we say that it looks like the new Batmobile? Because that fucking car is pimp.
I got 1 success on that roll.
Okay, and the next one?
That's what it looks like in my head.
There's just a jet engine attached to the back.
I got 0 on that roll.
Reroll.
All right, so, you just start feeding me darkness points. I have 16, I think. It was either 16 or 18. I'm giving you all the benefit
18,
of the doubt.
So, but, 2 free rerolls.
So you spend most of your time fiddling around with the car. It's a little tougher than you anticipated. You've been so used to working on just ships mostly that this sort of different sort of kind of technology is throwing you a little off. So you're going slower than you would have liked. However, with the 1 success, you can add +1 to the speed or the handling of it. It's similar to the way we were running the GravCraft races mm-hmm. where you had the speed and the handling depending on the type of the track. So you can add 1 to either one of those to sort of get your GravCraft bonuses off the mark.
What would be the best thing to do? Let's just add 1 to speed.
Okay. Yeah. Somebody wants to make a note, whoever's keeping track of the GravCraft.
You said we had 10 days in between there?
Yep.
Can I do 5 days trying to work on that as well?
You can assist.
All right. Instead of that, then, how far out of sensor range are we from the ship?
Well,
is it a portal? Or two portals? How far away are we from the Primal Star?
Oh, you're traveling across a basically big empty space between 2 of the systems in the... Where are you? Iannu? Iriku? I can't remember. Because it's a trinary system. So you are traveling on what is affectionately referred to as...
Oh, is this the place where there's everyone, like, hiding around?
It's a regular route between the planet Akal and...
The Journey's End?
No, that's a completely different place. Oh, shit. Hold on, let me find my notes. So you're traveling along what is referred to as the Libelon Trail, and it's basically a well-traveled route between Akal and Libelon, which is a warlord-run haven for smugglers, pirates, and all sorts of bad people. The trail itself is, in essence, wide because people sort of just... While they want to take the fastest route from point A to point B, they also don't want to run into any people, particularly because everybody who's doing these routes is unscrupulous and they don't want to become a victim to one of their rivals or just a bored-ass pirate. So it's very widely traveled kind of route. So ships go here and there, but they all kind of try to stay out of each other's way. But it's a big empty space. No portal jumps or anything like that.
I just wanted to see if I would be able to, like, intercept any communications going in or out from the ship.
No, it's still too far. Yeah, you're trying to catch up to it. Basically, by the time you get up to it, that's when you'll start making your sensor rolls and everything and actually being trying to pinpoint it.
I just kind of wanted to see, like, if there's, like, a lot of communications going in and out, or if it's closed comms on there, or... I don't know how many people are on the ship. That's what worries me.
Okay.
We'll find out.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, no, you wouldn't be able to really run the communications.
Okay.
The tracking meme that Danielle put on the ship kind of steers you in its direction, but you'll have to get closer and start using sensors in order to actually pinpoint it and make the necessary navigational adjustments to intercept it. Now, your ship is faster, so you should have no problem catching up to it, but...
Well, then I'll spend 10 days just getting swole then, and that's why I have 2 more HP.
You're just putting your hand over a candle as long as you can.
I have, like, a little picture of, like, a screenshot of the battle of, like, the rod up in there, and I look at it, and I touch it on the wall there, and I hit that punching bag. 2 more HP.
Just hitting meat. Punching dead cows.
Punching Rhonda.
Don't punch Rhonda.
She's made of jelly.
She's made of love.
What was her species?
I don't think I came up with a species name, actually. Basically a half pig, half hedgehog.
Oh, what can we come up with a species for?
If you want to do that at some point, that's wonderful. You think of it. I'll write it down eventually or something.
-1 darkness if we do.
Is that
a pachacha?
Yeah, -1 darkness point if you come up with a name that doesn't suck or sound ridiculous.
Pachacha.
She's a cuddle pig. She's like a pig that was bred for cuddling. She's like a pot-bellied pig, but she's... Wait, she's pokey? Porcupine?
Yeah, kind of.
Like a little bit, but porcupine?
Not more hedgehoggy. She's also a scavenger. Her species are scavengers.
She's almost like an opossum. Like an intellect. Like a cat-like intellect.
Fairly smart.
What animals smart does enough she behave
know
like?
Where the food's at, huh?
What does she behave like? I mean, like, what, like, does she come when you call her?
She comes sometimes when Walter calls her, but mostly she just likes to wander around, like, rooting through things, like, looking underneath stuff, and she's always sniffing the ground, always looking for food.
So she's like a pig, basically. A pig in personality that looks like a hedgehog?
Yeah, like an oversized hedgehog. Yeah.
Is she soft?
Yeah, mostly. Unless you rub her the wrong way.
Like, and she's okay literally being a pet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does she do? Does she, like, purr or anything if you cuddle her?
I don't know. She probably does some sort of gurgles.
Nice. We're getting way off track.
Sorry, I'm just trying
that
to
little
brown
stay on my resh patch.
Unless you spend your 10 days petting Rhonda, is that what you're doing?
Yeah, why not? No, I'd like to research the ship. So presumably this guy had some information on the ship. Is there, like, a database I can look up the information for the ship that we're...
If you were back on a call, you might be able to try to hack into something and find information. But, I mean, as far as you know, it's just another ship. He did say that it was a freighter, like a light freighter, similar to yours.
So what if I spend my 10 days projecting really bright lights out into the darkness of space? Could we maybe get some darkness points removed?
All right, moving on.
Okay, another for 10 days.
Jun How much did you? How many talismans did you complete during your 30 hours?
Well, for some reason, I was rolling high, which is ass.
Well, you're new at it.
But I got to manage to get 7 talismans down. In the time being, I go up to Walter Wagon. I'm like, "This is for you, a little friendship bracelet." you have a +1 to 1 piloting test roll.
I just looked up the talisman thing. It's not specific.
It's not specific.
It's just whatever. Yeah. it's just a random +1 that you get to use.
Okay. Well, you get a little friendship bracelet.
Well, thank you.
I give one to everyone, including Rhonda.
Okay.
Two to myself.
How sweet.
Just in case our gravity gets knocked out and she needs an extra steering roll.
Oh, wear it forever.
Maneuver through space.
Well, thank you.
Walter Wagon gets knocked out and Rhonda has to pilot the ship. You can do it, little girl!
Rebus's eyes are a little...
Just for game's sake, I'm just going to call it a friendship talisman.
Rebus's eyes water when she takes it. She's very touched.
It will fall off as soon as you use it, though. It's like a real friendship bracelet. Like, it's meant to fall off. You can't put it back on.
Zil quietly puts it on his ankle so that nobody can steal it.
+1 friendship bracelet.
So, Zul, did you think of anything you need to do during those 10 days?
Petting Rhonda.
Not really, no.
He stood in front of the mirror and did very specific conversations to himself to increase his command.
That's right.
Yeah, is there any sort of a downtime profession I can have for 10 days? To generate income?
You're a pirate. You're literally doing your downtime profession right now. Flying from point A to point B.
Could I craft eye patches for the other pirates we might encounter?
I feel like you're reading Idiot's Guide to being a ship's captain.
Idiot's Guide to Business.
I'd like to carve some little wooden parrots to give uniforms. To other
uniforms
pirates.
Help show a clear role in life.
You're watching old Star Trek to
start out
captain.
Small with an alteration to their wardrobe. Try an eye patch.
I don't know. Can I listen on the comms to see if I hear anything interesting? And just kind of like, you know, see if there's anything in our traveling time that is interesting, like listening to space or whatever.
That's what Jordan was doing.
Oh, is that what
I
mean?
I was really trying to, but no, I decided that I was having a workout montage.
Any comms listening you're going to do, you're going to catch maybe very, very random snippets of ships that are sending messages back and forth or whatever, but I mean, it's basically nonsense.
Yeah, I don't have anything I need to get done, but you're asking me like I should be having something
to
get done.
Yeah, if you don't have anything, you just hang out and party or whatever.
You're being a better captain. Didn't you get a +1 to captaining?
Yeah, can I broodfully sit in my quarters and drink hot Earl Grey tea?
Sure. All right. Another thing is y'all had time on a call to go shopping. So I let everybody go shopping. Is there anything special that anybody got that I should know about before this goes to hell?
I know what I want to do. I'd like to make alterations to my clothing in the downtime. So my character's very much into
assless chaps.
No, just very functional clothing. So like if like there's like a seam he doesn't like, he might change it. You know what I mean? Like his duster is like. Mm. Has some like real artistic flair if you look in there. Maybe
why don't you make a dexterity roll to see how well that turns out for you? There.
Do you have any salvage denim?
Oh boy! I succeeded.
All right, you succeed in causing your uniform to look a little more like you.
Oh, honey, this is fringe. Mine.
Can I put like a fur ruff on my duster?
If you really want to, go for it.
I would like to have a fur ruff on my duster. Right. That's what I did.
Slowly pimping your outfit.
Where did you get the fur from?
The planet. I actually planned it ahead of time.
You actually just brush Rhonda and like you use like the old Rhonda fur.
Walter furiously bursted. What did you do to Rhonda? And there's just like a patch of fur missing.
What? I needed it.
It's covered with like whatever the gel is that heals it. Like, it'll grow back.
All right. So did anybody buy anything interesting?
I got a Mercurium sword.
Nice.
I got protective clothing.
And armor is always good.
Some smoke grenades, some stun grenades. I also bought a ballistic injector for my Vulcan pistol, so I can shoot people with healing darts. And some reloads.
I purchased 6 amdoses and 6 reloads for my trusty energy staff and a thermostatic suit so I too can drink my own pee.
That's good.
It's called new water.
It's called almost water.
It's called you water.
You wa.
Came from you. It only came from you. I purchased 3 different grenades of various varieties and 10 reloads.
All right, cool. Sounds like you guys got some stuff.
What does the M-doses do? What do they?
M-dose duel a +1 to healings. So it would be the same as if he fired a dart from his, it'll do a +1 on any roll. So it'll just help if... I don't know, should I get a medical kit?
Do you not have one?
No.
Probably.
Yeah.
Are you trained in the medicurgy?
I am.
They're not super expensive.
Yeah. I bought a medical kit, too.
Okay, cool. All right, so now that that's out of the way, you find yourself drifting through space, that tracking meme getting closer and closer. Now, y'all got to figure out how you want to do this. You can run with passive sensors, which only detect up to medium range, or you can run with active sensors, which detect up to long range, so twice as far as the media or as the passive sensors. However, when you run your active sensors, you add +2 to your signature, which makes it more likely that the enemy will detect you. So you can detect them further out, but there's also more of a chance that they're going to detect you.
How much does
providing they're running active sensors, because otherwise they wouldn't even be able to see you because they can only go medium range.
Mm-hmm. How much does it add to signature?
+2.
+2. So and we're at -1 right now?
Yes. And how much does it add to range? +2?
It changes. Basically, the passive sensors go to CU or combat units, medium range. Also, these combat units and these rangers are kind of relative. So sometimes the numbers aren't going to be the same. So if you're in like a combat situation, the amount of distance is going to feel shorter than if you're out in the middle of the dart, just for dramatic purposes.
No, that's fine. So medium range, what's that like? Like,
how many Coriolis units is it?
It's 2.
2
combat units. Long range is up to 4 combat units. Now, really, the only thing that's going to determine is which weapons you can fire.
Yeah, I was also going to inquire, do our weapons fire in a 360, or do you have to be facing?
Yeah, there is no facing in this. It's all, and there's no map either. There's a little weird combat map where you just kind of move your guys back and forth to determine how many combat units are apart there, but I feel like that's kind of pointless.
How far is like 1 combat unit, roughly?
That is a relative amount of space that is neither far nor near.
So how far can
incredibly abstract.
So... like our sensors, like let's say, could our sensors like see from the moon to the Earth? Like how?
Oh, like in that regard?
Yeah, just like how big? Like it doesn't need to be like an actual number, well, I mean, but like what does medium range actually entail?
Yeah, the book doesn't say.
Okay,
it says that the combat units are literally interpretive based on the situation.
How fast does 4 speed get us in terms of combat units? Like how fast can we go in combat?
Oh, actually, when you are in combat and moving, you do piloting checks, and that determines how many combat units you are allowed to advance on the enemy or retreat from the enemy.
Okay, so we can get the hell in and out. Also,
I don't remember if it's modified by speed. I have sheets, the little cheat sheets I gave you.
I could just throw this out there, but they don't even know we're coming.
Well, also, Walter can automatically like get like a critical success, so we can literally just like zoom right on top of them and just.
Yeah, surprise, they don't know we're coming. If we keep our energy signature lower, we can just, like, try to pretend like we're giving them a wide berth, and then we can just, like, hop the heck in there. If we're close enough with short-range scanners, if they're in passive, I can still do scans, right? Or does it have to be an active scan? Like, what?
Oh, you mean, like, a scan to start your data meme? That's considered an attack, which will immediately alert them.
Yeah, but if we get up close to start it, they wouldn't really, other than oops, we got too close.
Yeah, I mean, if they see you getting
Closer
enough within weapons range, they might react. So again, it's up to you. If you turn on your active sensors, you're going to detect them from further away. If they do not have their active sensors on, chances are they won't see you. If you're doing passive sensors, you're going to need to get closer, which means that they're going to have a higher chance of seeing you in that regard. But again, it messes with your signature to use active sensors. Blah, blah, blah. You know the rules.
Do you want to try to read them from afar and shut their shit? Try to shut their shit down from afar? Do you want to get up close and try to do a weird, quick, brash attack?
They're also bigger and slower, right?
I'm sorry?
They're bigger and slower. Size category of their...
Class 3 ship, just like yours.
Okay. Well, it's supposed to be a freighter, but they also are equipped with a bunch of weapons that they're not supposed to have, I thought. So I'd prefer to get a good read on what they have, but... That just depends on how you want to do it.
Because our weapons, the mine, the ion cannon does medium range, while the data beam will do long. If we can catch them at long range, you can get started on the...
So if we ever if we're actively sensing, then you can data beam before we're even in range for any weapons that...
They might have long range weapons, though, which we would need to prepare for. Like, if they have a torpedo or something, that's going to go way farther than anything that we have.
So, let me ask. So, in your opinion, Jason, would a ship... So, this large stretch of shipping lane or whatever. You said ships try and avoid each other because, obviously, they're all engaged in either something that's quasi-legal or maybe...
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So... Would most ships in this area be running without active sensors because they don't want to attract attention?
That depends. I mean, they might run with active sensors just to make sure that they know if somebody's coming.
One thing
they will be doing is running with their transponder off, running silent, which I'm just going to assume that y'all are running with your transponder off. In many areas, civilized areas, that's highly frowned upon and illegal. Because your transponder is what, when you approach a portal station or a space station or a planet or whatever, it bleeps out who you are and what your ship is and, kind of what you do so they know what's going on. Mm-hmm. The only people who don't use their transponders are people doing shady shit.
So my question is, would most of the ships we see in this area, would most of them be using active or passive sensors?
I mean, it's really hard to say. Probably active.
Probably active. Okay.
Probably active.
So us using active sensors would not initially be a red flag.
No, because I mean, they would want to, in theory, people would want to be able to move away from even being in long range if they detected another ship.
Also, we have stealth tech, so if something goes wrong, we could always just try to stealth out.
No, that's what I was thinking too. I think it makes. I think
bomb
it makes
rush them again. Just do like a full on Klingon.
But we already
attack.
Know roughly where they are based on.
Yeah, like, we're already following them, and I'm pretty sure we're faster. So, yeah.
So what's the point of like?
So if we know, if we know where they are,
you know vaguely where they are. You need to use the sensors to pinpoint their location.
I say we go in as close as possible and then use the sensors.
I'm of the opposite opinion. I think we need to figure out where they are as far as away we can. So that Geordi has room to do the hacking. And if they do have torpedoes on it, I have like enough space in my thing where I can do defensive maneuvers with the autocannon.
Yeah, you can do defensive fire, or Walter Wagon can also do evasive maneuvers.
I think the active sensors make the most sense, and I think the active sensors make the most sense because if we get into close range of them and then flip to active sensors, they'll be likely be like, where did these guys come from and why are they so close to me all of a sudden? Whereas if we're just like floating around, you know what I mean? We just accidentally caught up to them because our ship is faster. Like, boop. They don't necessarily know that we're attacking them until we're attacking them. They just know that we're an enemy ship.
That's true.
Whereas, like, if we pop up with active sensors next to them, it's like, why the fuck are these guys here?
What does the stealth, like, thing give us? Just, like, -2 to our signature?
It lets us take the...
If I activate the stealth module, it, like, ends combat.
Yeah, you can, like, we have, like... You can like disappear.
You can dip.
You can
kind of disappear from their sensors. They can immediately begin searching for you again to try to find you again. But it gives you an opportunity to sort of readjust or just get the fuck out.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But since we're faster than them, we could theoretically just keep hitting and running them over and over again.
I press the button.
All right, let's do active sensors.
Yeah, active sensors are up.
Let's do it.
You slowly move towards the blip until your sensors maybe find something. Now, you get, let's see here. To make data general, and you are going to have +2 on that roll because they are also running with active sensors. And their signature is 0, so there's no penalty. Now, they are going to also make one with their datagen, getting -1 because of your whatever you have that makes you hard to see.
Stealth tech.
Okay, and then a +1 because, or +2 because you're signature rating, so a grand total of +1.
One success.
Okay.
Oh, you know what?
Oh, shit.
I'm going to roll a +1.
You know what? Sorry. There's also a -2 because you're at long range. This game has a lot of modifiers. So let's roll.
I thought we were at medium range.
Over, which is good for you because I rolled a shitload of successes.
All right. Oh,
thanks, Papa.
Bank error in our favor.
It's a -2 for me.
Yeah, -2 off your total. So they were had this many, and then they had this many, and
so
then
it would just be my
two.
Flat data gen roll because I got the +2 and then the
because
minus
of their
two.
You
want to
use your talisman?
Sorry, there's going to be a lot of this.
Yeah, use your talisman.
Yeah, I'm going to.
The number of successes basically tells you more information. So, getting a critical one gives you all like all their weapons and everything.
Ooh, that'd be really nice. Try to do that.
I got one again, and I'm just.
Okay, so you got one. You know how far away they are.
Which I wasn't done.
Is...
No.
Yeah,
no,
one
That's
more.
Fine.
I get one.
Do it. Just
are,
get. Just
are you
do
doing
it.
A darkness point?
Oh yeah, we. Yeah, 17.
Plus, you roll one less because.
Oh yeah, the talisman.
Yeah,
no, yeah, but a +2 because I prayed.
Oh yeah.
And that one success still.
That
is
darkness
that,
point
right?
helps.
Is what?
That one success is added to whatever successes is here, right?
Oh, no. You completely reroll.
Yeah.
Any better?
2 successes.
Okay. Still not enough to get a critical success and know all the information. However, you do know they are 4 combat units away as you're cruising in. They're just at the edge of your long range. And you detect their current course, which is towards the Jomongon system, or however that's pronounced. And so you can make, basically, you can start moving. You can initiate combat right now if you wish, which is going to give you 1 full free round to do stuff before you pull initiative, if
Except
you wish.
Captain.
So now this is all on you.
So we jump them. Yeah, we're going to jump them.
Yeah, you give us.
Jump.
Order us, Captain.
Do you want to go into combat?
Captain, I advise we get a little closer.
Yeah, or you can move closer by 1 CU, and then at that point, actually, I could, no.
So let me ask.
I would move you forward 1 CU, and then you'd do the sensor checks again to see if you'd been detected.
So the data meme roll is, we're at the max range for that?
Yes, he can use the data meme attack. Well, you'd have to do the first part of the data meme attack, which is scanning the ship and getting a complete breakdown of all their modules, and then... The next round, you initiate the shutdown of the module, but it's still considered an attack, so you'd have to go, basically, we'd have to switch over to combat mode, and then everybody gets to do their combat thing.
Do you guys think we should get closer?
How far away are we in long range?
We're at 4.
You're at 4 combat units, and medium is 2 combat units.
We don't have any long range weapons, though, other than the data meme, so if you guys want to try to shut shit down and then after the next round starts, get closer, how long would that take us to get
to
combat units?
You need to...
Basically, we'd just be doing each combat unit that you're traveling. We're going to make 1 roll to see if they detect you, and then another roll if you're scanning them to see if you want to find out more information or whatever.
You should start your first part of it now.
That's what I'm going to do.
So that puts us in combat, though?
That will put you in combat, because as soon as... As Jafar starts initiating
we'll
the scan for
I
the
can,
data meme,
yeah.
they will know that something's happening to their ship.
Also, so can I just give him all the EP for his role?
If you want to, yeah. That would not allow Walter Wagon to close in on them quickly.
Well,
you would remain at your
just
current
give
combat.
Me, just give me the 2 EP. You'll have the 3 left for him, and I'll just get the 2 additional dice.
Okay, that's fine. Do you want to do that? Fine.
All right, well, let's go through it in order here. You all get a free...
I got chills.
Crazy. So you all get a free round. So, first of all, we are not going to be doing initiative, so there's no need for a command roll yet. The first of the five phases is the order phase. Captain, you get to give an order to your people, and then you roll your command, and then each six gives them an extra die to whatever is relevant. Now, the four options are repair, which is, you know, if something's broken, obviously, evade, so don't get shot, retreat, get the fuck out of there, or attack. In this case, attack counts as both movement, or I'm sorry, in every case, it counts both toward both the pilot's movement towards the enemy and attack rolls made by the gunner, or in this case, the sensor operator, because it is considered an attack.
We shall be attacking.
Okay, so make that command roll.
One success.
All right, so that's going to give one extra die. The next phase is the engineer phase. You have five energy points. And Rebus gets to decide where to put them. Now, it takes three energy to move the ship, so then you basically have two energy points left over. Energy points require a minimum to do things, which is almost always one, and then each additional basically overload energy point is going to give them an extra die. So you can decide who you want to give those to. You have the options, obviously, the pilot, the sensor operator, or the gunner.
I'll give three to Walter Wagon to pilot the ship. And I'll give two to Jafar.
All right. So, Jafar, you currently have two extra points. Now,
plus that one extra from Ollie for the command.
Well, yeah. One for the command and then one for the extra energy point.
Oh, because I needed the one. Okay.
Yeah. There's one minimum and then additional blah, blah, blah. So, next comes the pilot phase. Now, the question is, you did the attack thing, so Walter Wagon wants to know, like, do you want me to be, like, on top of them now, or do you want me to just kind of slow roll in to, like, where do you want him to end up? Medium range, close range, or engaged range? It's called something else in this.
How far? It's definitely medium, because that's what all of our weapons
what's
do.
The right? ion ca-
our
what's
contact the, range is the other
What's the ion one. Cannon? Is it medium?
Ion cannon is medium.
Yeah.
So I think we're trying to end in medium range.
All right, so he's going to make that roll. And then, so he's going to advance.
Walter, don't forget
don't
the
forget
other
your
toss.
Friendship Come on, Walter. Bracelet.
Walter's got how many dice?
Fuckload of dice. He's got a fuckload of dice.
Walter has eight dice. I also haven't leveled him either time, so should probably do something with those.
Do plus one to piloting.
Don't forget your friendship bracelet.
Well, he gets one extra die because of the command roll.
Walt's got a fat sack of dice over there. Yeah. Roll that fat sack.
Come on, Walt.
Does that command roll work for everyone when it's an attack or just one person?
No, the attack command gives it towards movement towards enemy and attack rolls. So it would work for the gunner, for your data meme, and then for... So this is like a general sort of a stuff.
A buff for everyone.
Yeah. So he got two successes. Nice. Each success allows him to move one combat unit either toward or away. So he advances two combat units into medium range. At this point, I'm going to give them another sensor roll just to see if, well, fuck that. They know you're there in a second when you do your data gen check. So, it's meme time, sensor guy, Jafar. Now, the roll is also modified by the signature of the enemy. That signature is zero, so you don't have to worry about that. And you're now using your action to analyze the enemy ship, which lets you know what's going on with the ship.
Analyzing ship.
One success is enough. So, I'm going to give you a little lowdown on what this ship's about. If I can find the damn sheet. There's so many random sheets. So, this is a only slightly modified Class 3 freighter based off the Scarab model, which is the standard in the book. The modules that it has are the docking station, the hangar, the cabins. I mean, in addition to the three basic modules, obviously. Has a stasis hold, has a med lab. As far as extra features, it has heavy armor, so it is a little tougher than others, and a turbo projector, which makes it move, I believe that's the one that makes it move faster than most freighters. So it's still slower than you, but it's faster than your typical clunky freighter. As far as weapons goes, it has a countermeasure dispenser, stopping torpedoes and other things. It has an accelerator cannon, which is a medium-range weapon, kind of a standard weapon. It has an autocannon, which is another defense or engaged, contact-range weapon that just basically sprays flak. And it has a torpedo bay.
I opened her up like an onion.
Now it goes on to the attack phase. However, no energy has been allocated toward ranged combat, so... Unfortunately, Jun, you have to just sit there and...
We had a free round of combat, so yeah. We were going to use everything we could to, like, scan it. Now we fight.
So now you are at medium range. They are aware you are there, and now it is time to roll initiative. That is command versus command skill. The person who gets the most highest numbers wins. I'll explain that in a second.
Command on command action.
So, Captain Jewel of the pirate ship Madi.
Captain's log. Stardate 2121.
Look at that face he made.
I hate that face.
I'm getting a friendship. I'm using my friendship bracelet.
All right.
For initiative?
Maybe not. Well, I don't like that face. That face scares me.
Yeah, that face is kind of scary. I hate that.
What?
The face you
it's
made.
It's the only face I have.
No, I'm saving it.
I just
keep the warmth of Jun's friendship bracelet around my ankle to remind me that I have it there for safety in the future as I think about how quick we can go.
Now you start flexing your like ankle and you feel the tightness of it.
Okay. Ooh, yeah. I got three successes and
three successes. Okay, well, yeah, you won.
What was that face for then? Two successes?
Well, it's based on like numbers, and I got all high numbers. So if he would only got one success, then we would have gone to see how many fives we have.
Well, I had two fives too.
I had five fours though. If it dipped that far,
if we were playing that.
Yeah, playing Void 10. I would have
Void 10.
You know, I'm just gonna go. I got so many of these darkness points. I might as well try to roll again.
5, 5, 5. Four,
this
four,
is kind
four,
of
four,
hopeless
four.
For me trying to get three sixes.
Let's do it.
And now I'm just... Nope. Okay, you have the initiative. Now, what happens with Starship Combat is each phase acts in initiative. So, basically what's happening is we are doing the phases at the same time, but your ship gets to do them first. So, you'll get to do sensor stuff before attack stuff. For example, if you wanted to, you know, launch a data meme, it's going to happen before any shots get fired.
So it's like a ping pong, like we go back and forth in each...
Yeah, it's like five phases, and then, yeah, back and forth. It's very board gamey the way they designed this combat system. It's interesting. All right, so first thing, orders. Captain, what are your orders?
Gentlemen, let us attack!
All right.
Wait, that's too many dice. That's too many dice.
Too many dice?
No, that's the right number. I had two successes.
All right, so that's two extra dice for movement toward enemy /... attacking. Engineer, you get to distribute the energy points. What would you like to do?
I will give... Walter needs zero, so he can go screw himself. So
okay, so the ship's going to remain at medium range?
The ship's going to remain at medium range. Wait,
wait.
We're not going to have any points saved up, though, in case we need to do evasive maneuvers.
Yeah, should we give him one for...
He needs three, though.
Oh.
Yeah, to do any piloting action takes three. So getting a few extra energy points on your ship, like with an upgrade, would probably help you guys out a ton. Yeah. I didn't realize until I was reading the rules, low. Like how important they are.
Yeah.
So I'd say give the three to hit points.
I'm going
to
give three to Jafar and two to Jun.
Okay. Walter just kind of leans back and steers the ship.
Should I?
Do we want to save some up for evasive maneuvers?
You should give three to him, and one to both of us, so I can perform my data meme, and then Jun can shoot if they need to.
Are we going to need to like perform?
The weapons don't need most. Of the weapons that we have don't need target lock unless it's a torpedo.
No,
so I don't
everything.
Have to lock
everything. Nothing requires target lock, but you're down two dice if there's no target lock. And torpedoes absolutely require target lock to even be fired.
Yeah, we don't have torpedoes though, so anything that Jun has, like they can fire.
Okay.
Plus, we have the auto turrets.
Do you think we'll need
turrets.
Evasive maneuvers? Do you think we'll need that?
Well, if they open up their torpedo bays or if they throw
think
out...
Think quickly. You're in the middle of combat.
They have countermeasures. They have a torpedo bay.
Okay. Let's just attack. Fuck it.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought, too.
Let's just attack. Yeah, why not?
Okay, I'll give three to Walter, one to Jafar, one to Jun.
Oh.
Okay. So, Walter is... what do you want Walter to do there, Cap'n? You want him to get into short range? You want him to hold off and prepare to do an evasive maneuver if necessary?
So you said 6S equals penalty to all attacks from enemy ships.
Sixes.
Ship. So do we
so
lose
every
our...
six means they have one less die to use when attacking.
That's so then do we lose our range if Walter is preparing to do evasive maneuvers, or since our ship is faster?
Only if they decide to move out of range.
Got it. Would Walter be able to decide between pursuing them and evading them?
No, you have to hold your piloting action, basically, if you want to do evasive maneuvers.
Got it.
Medium range.
You need your energy points, so he either uses them now or holds onto them and then does an evasive maneuver if necessary.
Mm-hmm. I think we save for an evasive maneuver. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, so you just evade. All right. In that case, next person up here. The old data gene, Jafar. I am assuming you're going to take the second round of your pulse attack, or your meme attack.
Meme, yes.
What did you get?
I'm going to go ahead and make you put that darkness right back there. Wow,
as fast as they go.
I'm trying to see if you'll just put the same one in and out again.
Oh my god.
Oh. Did you do any better?
Damn it, nope. I did not.
Jordy needs a new dice.
I know.
Well, that was interesting.
What a fuck.
Well, what they're going to do is they're going to make a target lock on you now. Or attempt to. So they get to roll their dice, modified by your signature, I believe. Yes, and your signature right now is going to be -1, +2, because of your sensors. I guess you don't need to have active sensors going in the middle of a fight. I mean, you're at medium range, so you're not going to lose them. I'll just assume you turned your sensors off. It's weird because you have the sensor operator. Do you need the sensors to be active?
Do we keep getting...
I feel like you're pinging at that point, and you don't need to ping anymore now that you know where they are. You can see the numbers flashing across your screen, Jafar. They're trying to lock onto you so they can shoot you.
Captain, they're attempting a target lock.
And they were successful. Bleep, bleep, bleep. Next, the attack phase.
Now, do we know that they have a target lock on us, or is that...
Not, yes. There's probably like a big red light somewhere that indicates that you've been target locked.
Now, if I hold to do defensive, like, attack, if they're, like, launch a torpedo, we're within 2 combat units that'll hit us this round, or is it next round?
It travels 2 units per turn. Okay. So, yeah, I believe that would be this round.
Okay. If I hold my action to wait for that, do I lose my ability to attack in the first place?
I believe so. I mean, you also have Walter Wagon, who is prepared to do evasive maneuvers. So do you need 2 defensive maneuvers, I guess, is the question?
No, I'm just going to shoot. Yeah. Right.
Remember, you get 2 extra dice from the command.
But then I lose that 2 because I don't have target lock, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And you are at medium range, so that is... Oh, come on. 0 adjustment. So, yep. So you're basically at your ranged combat. What are you firing? Ion cannon?
Ion cannon.
Oh, hold on. Okay, sorry. What'd you get? 1 success? Okay, hold on before you roll that one. They are going to do invasive maneuvers. I forgot to do that beforehand because it would have removed dice. But I only got 1 success anyway, so we'll call that your friendship bracelet.
Oh, fuck.
So you don't have to roll over, because I'm not going to make you roll over and then suck up the only hit that you had. So they attempt to make evasive maneuvers. You just barely hit them with your ion cannon. What is the damage on that bad boy? I know it does both energy damage or systems damage as well as hull damage.
It says 1 damage, and it says system and hull damage.
Yeah, so it's going to do 1 in each. I'm going to roll armor. Oh, you hit, but their armor absorbs your attack, doing nothing to their ship. Now, they are going to make their attack. They're going to use their accelerator cannon. Oh, did you use the extra dice for the ion cannon, or does it have any? Remember, you get extra base dice.
No.
No? Okay. Too much to hope for, huh?
Wait, we do. We do have extra die.
How so?
1, +1.
Okay, so we'll roll it up, because if you roll an extra one, then you can breach their armor.
Yeah, you fucking tank!
You lucky bastards. All right, So I'm going to assume you use it to do extra damage, because only thing you can do with it anyway. So yeah, you blast them, energy points, hull points down. So you hit them along the side, and the armor, their like extra heavy armor, absorbs most of the impact of the ion cannon, but you see very obviously like exterior electrical panels and stuff blowing out the side of the ship as things inside just start to go haywire. And then, now you removed one of their energy points, which unfortunately means that they don't get to attack, because the way it works is if you lose energy points, you lose the ones that haven't been spent yet first, and their last energy point was to attack. So they don't get to attack this turn.
Fuck them.
I feel like this. Everybody should have a few more energy points, though. This is kind of loopy. You like really have to choose what you want to do.
How expensive
it's
are they?
So tight.
I'm assuming because you're both, maybe just because you're both using freighters. Maybe like attack ships have like 7 or 8 or something. Because you can have multiple gunners.
I can't overload the engine to give us more. But however, that's kind of like...
reaction.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that's an option. I didn't even write that down on the list.
I could do it. I think it actually costs 1 EP to do it.
No,
but then,
it's free.
Is it free?
You should look that up before as we go into the next round.
Yeah, I read about it, but I kind of forgot.
I'm pretty certain it's free.
Trevor's 1 HP damage per extra EP.
Ooh. Oh, that's a trade-off.
Let's not do that. Let's avoid that, please.
You take 1 HP of damage, but you realize that she can repair anything, or if we take any sort of critical damage, she can instantly heal it with her icon.
Basically,
power.
All it costs us is a... like a repair.
One hull point.
Yeah.
Oh. And then what does it do?
One hull point per extra EP.
Yeah.
Per 6. So
so it just stresses the ship out.
So, yeah, we're probably not. Probably shouldn't do that just in case I roll really
high. Y'all need to spend some of this money on your ship, I think. Yeah. Even though you have a very expensive ship. I think you have an expensive ship because I looked it up and ion cannons and stealth units are expensive.
Oh, yeah, we know.
I was looking at
those.
I didn't even think
we had one.
You gave us a healthy budget, Jason.
Yeah, but I mean, I looked at like what you spent it on, and a big old chunk of it was the ion cannon and the stealth unit.
I squeezed that budget.
Massaged it for maximal extraction.
Kind of forgot about
darkness
the energy
point. All right, so on to the next round. Captain, you're up. Make your command roll to be commanding.
Attack!
All right, so
hold on, he's got a roll, babe.
I know.
That's 3 successes.
Holy shit. Yeah, nice. All right, so again, are you preferring Walter to kind of hang out so that the energy can go elsewhere, or do you want Walter to move in and get into a closer range? Range will give you, let me look at my list. I really wish extra 2 dice with weapons.
Closer range gives us extra 2 dice.
Yep.
How does everyone feel about that?
Yeah, because that's a good. Because I still do the same thing as last time for the engineer. 3-1-1
Yeah.
And then we move closer, then we get
that
bonus for attack.
Does the movement happen before the attack? Yeah, it does.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, let's see. All
right. So, engineer, Rebus, it's your turn.
So we'll do 3 for Walter to get into closer range, 1 for Jafar to get a target lock, and 1 for June to fire.
All right. Doing the target lock, or are you going to do the...
I'm going to do the dynamine, darling.
The dynamine.
I already got the scan. I can choose what I want.
Oh, so you don't have to reroll for the scan. You
can my virus is self-learning. It stays in there until...
I thought you had to start over again, so it would like take you 2 more rounds to
The initial roll is to just know what's there.
Oh, okay.
And then you can start figuring out how to attack.
I thought you had to go like Super Saiyan, where it took you like 2 moves to do it.
Yeah. Nope, he can just keep doing it over and over now. All right.
I've got the intel.
So they have assigned their energy points. And it's the pilot's turn. So Mr. Walter P. Wagon.
Get in there, Walter.
Walter Pussywagon?
Close in on him.
Is that his name? Is it Walter Pussywagon?
He doesn't like to talk about it. His father was drunk at the birth. Walter gets 3 successes. Ooh,
Walter.
He's rolling hot. So he can move all the way to engaged range if you... Or...
Sorry.
It's not called engage when you're doing space combat.
It's contact.
Contact range, if you wanted to. That puts you in range for all of their weapons, of course, so.
I think toucher range. So,
I think contact might be a little close.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
He just rolls up one more two more combat units so they can't try to escape, basically, so get as close as possible. And on their turn, the pilot is definitely going to try to get the fuck out of Dodge. They're going to try to put some distance between y'all.
Y'all think you can outrun Walter?
You can't outrun Walter.
He's the best pilot I ever seen.
Two successes. So they managed to move. So he moved two forward. They managed to move two away, which means you're back in medium range.
Like Paul Abdul.
That was good.
MC Scat right Cat.
There, MC Scat Cat, get out of here.
Jafar, you're up.
I swear to God.
Give me some more darkness points.
Nope, I got a success.
All right, so which module are you going to shut down?
Should probably shut down their engines so they can't get away.
That's not an option.
Oh.
You can shut down any of their weapons, or you can make their cabins not work.
How does their
screw
heavy
up their
armor
med lab.
Huh? How does their heavy armor work?
That is a feature. It's not an actual module, so you can't mess with the heavy armor or the turbo projector. It's just either of the four weapons or one of the five modules.
I'm going to shut down their torpedo bay.
All right.
Good answer. What meme are you sending?
It's Can't Get You Out of My Head by Kylie Minogue, so now everyone's going to have it stuck in their head and die. You're welcome.
All right, so next up, we move into the attack phase, because the only energy they spent left was to attack. However, Jun, you get to attack first?
I'll attack first. All right, pilot roll, plus three from Ali, minus two for no target lock, last friendship bracelet, plus one.
All right, your friendship bracelets are slowly crumbling to dust, which Rhonda then roots through. Oh, I see those sixes.
Three successes.
All right, what's the crit rating on the ion cannon? Is it two or three? I believe it's two, isn't it?
It is two.
So you can... Now, this is your choice. You can you have two extra successes. You can go for the crit. Be aware, if they soak that initial point of damage, the crit no longer applies.
Oh.
So you do not get the crit unless that at least one point of damage goes through. Or, alternatively, you can just jump it to 3 points of damage. Remember, it does affect their energy points, so that would basically leave them unable to move if they don't soak it.
I do three damage.
Crits are wonderful, but... when you only do one damage, it can be real hard. Particularly with these ships, man, there's a lot of armor. I wonder if there's an armor shredding weapon out there.
I thought there was.
That'd be kind of cool.
But I could make one.
All right, let's roll my six armor and hope that I don't have to spend a darkness point. I'm going to spend a darkness point. And worse roll. All right.
Hello, darkness, my friend.
I'm going to make you put that dang darkness point back in that bowl. You're in a groundhog.
So, once again, they don't get the chance to attack. I was a little skeptical about the initiative system because it seemed like you had to delay and wait to see if you could use your evasive maneuvers, but now I'm realizing the strength of it. When you hit energy, like, it just fucks their whole day. In either case, as Walter pulls in and they're pulling out, you get a direct shot pretty much right up the ass of the ship. Mm-hmm. And it just lances across the entire side of the ship. And you just see sparks and wires and pieces of like external plating just flying off into space. And this ship just kind of sputters. And you can see one of the reactors or one of the engines goes dark. And the under engine looks like it's sputtering. This ship looks like it's almost dead in the water.
I also like to imagine that they have truck nuts, and I also got that off.
You shoot the truck nuts off.
I shoot the truck nuts off.
We'll say instead of getting a crit, that's our conception, is that the truck nuts.
Yosemite Sam mud flaps.
They hyper-fixated on one thing, and it actually worked. It just blew it up.
All right, their ship is in bad shape. Back to the top of the line here. Captain!
They're not getting anywhere. Can we try to board them?
We're currently in combat. If I wanted to try and like hail them or something at this point.
You could drop out of combat and do that. I mean, they might keep firing at you. You don't know.
Let's wait till they're dead.
Yeah, so killing them, as long as we don't destroy the ship, we can still loot it.
Yeah.
My only problem is I'm worried that there could be slaves on there. They are slavers.
Well, the last report from the person from Denial was that they had just
dropped off
their load of slaves. That's why they're loaded with stuff. That's why he gave you the target. Because, I mean, there's always the possibility they kept some slaves, like, for personal use.
If we don't destroy it, can we salvage more off of it?
If you do not explosively decompress the hull, then there will be more to salvage. And when you explosively decompress the hull, you also run the risk of, say, crates of, you know, supplies being sucked out into space. And you got to go pick them up or just let them float. So, yeah, if you shut it down by killing its energy, far better than, you know, blowing the hull out. Or you can make an aggressive docking right now. So that's one of the options that you have is the...
Jesus Christ, oh my God.
People are fucking children.
Oh my God.
It's the only way I dock, here though.
10 minutes gone.
Sounds like a normal Tuesday night for me.
What happens if he tries to open that without the proper codes?
Nothing good.
So the pilot can do a boarding attempt. In which you all try to, because you have a what is it called? A docking station.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can basically roll up on them and force your docking station onto one of their airlocks, and then you can climb in and you hack the airlock, blow it open, and then storm the ship.
That's part of my data meme, though. I can open up the airlock.
That sounds fun.
It's not part of your data. It's just like a separate technology role, I believe, to hack it. Or it might be a datagen. It's in there somewhere.
Let's discuss for a minute here, because I think my character would have an idea of what you guys wanted.
No, the engineer tries to open the enemy airlock.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, that's something I do.
Which is a technology check.
Yeah. So theoretically, the ship is semi-fucked, but they also have an engineer who can fix it. So, if we attempt to board the ship, theoretically, we're boarding a ship that's full of people that are fully armed and ready to go.
Yeah.
Whereas if we just disable their ship, then, you know, it's a little less money, but we're giving most of it away, part of it away anyway. So, like, what do we? I don't know. Are you guys trying to board them?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, it's up to you. I feel like we could probably shoot one more ion cannon at them just to, like, destroy the rest of their, like, remaining, like,
energy
modules and energy.
Do you want to blow up their damn ship? They're not getting very far.
So if I tell us to attack, that includes everything, right? I'm like, attack.
What do you mean?
The attack command, movement towards enemy, attack rolls, boarding, that kind of junk, right?
The boarding is not part of that. Boarding is an opposed piloting check, and you can't do that just now. You would have to move towards them, get into the
engaged.
I keep forgetting the fucking question.
Then I will
contact range, and then they have to make opposed piloting rolls.
You know what? Then I will just give the attack command.
Okay.
Which I did not succeed at.
Okay. You're too hesitant. Nobody knows what to do.
Nobody knows.
Engineer.
So, are we trying to dock with them, or are we trying to shoot them one more time?
Well, we're not in range to dock with them anyway.
That's true.
So,
are we trying to get range to dock with them? Is that what you want to do?
I mean, moving the ship is 3 energy points, yeah.
So
and
we could
boarding
do the same,
is also
we could
3.
Do the same thing again. We could do 3, 1, and 1. That way we could do
get
could
close.
Getting closer to range. Jordan could do another datamine thing, and then we could shoot another ion cannon.
And since because Ollie didn't do the command, I won't get that +3. I still have a -2 on the
so
no
less chance
lock.
Of accidentally blowing the living shit out of it.
Yeah, I think we
just to balance things out. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's do that. Yeah, let's closer range,
okay.
Datamine, and
Walter Wagon's gonna make his roll.
Let's do it.
Got chills.
We got him on the run.
Leck tits.
Leck.
Oh, Walter rolls 1 success. So that's going to move you 1 combat unit closer. So you're now in short range, but you're 2 combat units away.
Are they retreating?
Okay.
Well,
they don't have any energy.
Yeah, they're not moving at all right now. They're just flickering. That brings it around to Sensor Operator. You want to keep frying modules?
Yeah.
What else should you take out?
I was going to take out their auto defense weapon.
Their countermeasure, or their auto cannon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, countermeasures ain't going to do them very much good. I mean, mm-hmm. We're already there. Although, the accelerator cannon? What's that?
The accelerator cannon is a medium range weapon, which does 1 damage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll go with the auto defense. And how much extra did I get for...
Wait, which one are you shutting down?
The auto cannon.
The auto cannon.
Auto cannon. Make the roll.
Put it back in the bowl.
Oh my god.
Yeah, hit your dice.
I think you should stop rolling on round. The coffee lid. I think that's your problem.
I think those dice are cursed.
You it's that fucking on. Coffee lid. Any luck this time?
1 success.
Okay.
See?
You shut down their autocannon. On to the attack phase.
Do I get any bonuses for being in short range?
Short range is +2.
+2, so that and cancels out the target lock, so I'm rolling flat.
Do it.
That is 1 success.
Alright, let's roll some armor.
Pew! What armor?
Pew! Soaked.
I didn't want to deal damage anyway. I don't want to lose all our loot.
At this point, they finally have an opportunity to strike back with their 1 remaining energy point, which they've allocated to their accelerator cannon. And they just start firing at you in desperation. The whole ship just kind of careening and halfway spinning in space as this accelerator cannon tries to rotate to aim at you.
It just like crits us.
Now, do I want to re-roll that? I got a lot of dice over here.
Do it.
Try it.
Take it right out of that bowl.
Let's do it.
Groundhog. Wait, I got that +1.
+1 from
the ion cannon.
The +1 die.
Oh, well, go ahead and roll that die. One. It's not going to matter. I rolled 2.
Okay.
Successes, but...
Oh, never mind.
I've got 2 successes on this hit, but I'm going to spin this darkness point in the hopes of getting enough to crit you.
You love to gamble, but
or
you ain't
just
gonna
do a shitload of damage at once.
No, you ain't. No, you ain't.
That's so many dice on that cannon.
Sorry, I thought I was looking at the wrong bonus.
And -1 for our signature.
That's not... it got the target lock on you.
God damn it. I should have broke the target lock. Damn it.
Oh, 5 successes. So the base damage for the accelerated cannon is 1. I was reading the wrong one before with a 2 crit. So I'm going to go ahead and use 2 of these to crit you and do 3 total damage. So roll the armor.
What is our armor?
5.
I don't want to do it.
Rebus, not my problem.
I'll fix it if it goes wrong, but...
Did you soak any?
Should we darkness it?
Yeah.
Darkness point.
Darkness.
Again, it just goes right back in here. No, this is a tug of war.
Man. 2 successes.
All right. Yeah. So you reduced it down to just 1 damage. So your hull takes 1 damage. However, you also take a critical hit, which I get to roll.
Crit. It literally takes me. I can fix the hole. It's fine.
That was a crit, dude. It's fucking
good. Yeah, I can fix the hole damage.
Boo foo our ship.
Good thing we got all those parts.
Fuck.
They got literally 1 hit on us. So
yeah,
far.
This is the first time they hit us.
They were just waiting for the right time. I also kept forgetting to roll the command for their captain.
Their captain's dumb.
He's like sleeping in his chair. Like little captain's chair. He's like, what?
He's in a hammock all drunk.
Mm-hmm. They're actually like he is watching something on their like holograph screen and he's falling asleep with his arms crossed in a recliner and like
he's watching like Emily in Paris.
Somebody's trying to change a channel. And I was like, don't touch it. I was watching it.
I was watching Euphoria.
It's a hit.
Those kids, they have so many problems.
I love Zendaya.
That's so dumb.
That girl has such ridiculous lips. Like, how are they on her face?
And that Hunter Schafer girl, she does the fox eye so well.
That one girl, like, she really pretty. The one that's also in the... Oh, gosh. The one show about the resort.
Oh, Sydney.
That girl is so freaking, like, her skin, like, I want to wear it.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Like, dark well, hair. She's got beautiful skin. Where, like, I don't, it's fucking beautiful.
She's constantly it, like, glowing.
She's like a little Botticelli angel, that girl.
Hey, ready for this crit?
Yeah.
If I roll 2 sixes, your reactor detonates.
Crit these nuts on your chin.
I rolled a total of 6 on this chart here. Damaged power coupling. The power flow from the reactor to the rest of the ship is reduced. The ship's EP pool is decreased by 2.
Oh. Well, that sucks.
So, Rebus, you're down there in engineering, and you just sparks start flying everywhere, and your reactor just starts spitting out smoke.
What are y'all doing up there?
Cheat.
Guys, they said the ship can't really take anymore.
Is that something I can fix, or is that like...
It is. It's on the list there, repair. You have to dedicate 1 energy point to it, which means you wouldn't get to move, but you could do other things as well.
So 1-1-1?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so back to the top of the initiative. How about some orders from our dear captain?
Orders, Captain. We're taking sparks. Yeah. I'm up to my asshole and sparks down here.
Maybe we are fireworks.
you guys are both planning to attack, so you're gonna 1-1-1 it. Yeah. You're doing 1, they're doing 1 mm-hmm. each. So if I do the attack bonus, it gives both their attacks a bonus, but should I help you?
I probably won't need it.
No. Okay, so I'll give them attack.
Attack!
Attack! 1 success.
Excellent. Engineer, distribute your 3 energy points.
I'm taking 1 this time because I'm going to fix this power coupling.
This one's for Mom.
Wrong, and 1 for Jafar and 1 for June again.
All right. Walter. Tier.
Poor Walter.
1 tier.
Walter, you sucked up enough of our fucking energy.
Yeah, right off the bat.
You take 3.
You literally lead the ship and then you take it all in battle.
Jeez.
All right. Pilot phase. Walter scratches Rhonda. Sensor, what are you doing there, Datagen?
Gonna target their accelerator cannon.
Yeah. All right, do it.
I'm gonna feed you some more darkness. That's what I'm doing. 2 successes.
All right, you shut down their last remaining weapon.
Fuck yes, nice.
Well, they still have countermeasures, but that's not gonna do anything because we don't shoot anything solid at them. Or wait, does it throw a flak out? Or is it only...
Yeah, it's basically a flak thing that shuts down torpedoes. So torpedoes blow up on it instead of on you.
Okay.
But they're like defenseless now, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Seems that way. Yeah, attack a guy.
Do you want to hack into the...
Attack ninja. Would you like to shoot?
I would like to attack. Also, does the targeting scope, my cybernetic thing, does that count towards ship combat?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, thank God. I was not using that.
I do not think so. I think it's only...
That's the cheapest ship combat upgrade you could get.
Just a little thing.
Also, the extra energy point is 10% of our ship base cost.
Especially when that old guy's always like, use the full.
That's not cheap.
Who needs a target lock?
Is that 100 grand?
Wait, what is our ship?
1.8.
What's our base ship cost? 1.5.
Oh, the base ship cost was 1 million. Oh,
yeah, so we're like a half grand. A million more. Yeah.
That's not bad.
Question: how much did you get on your command roll?
You got 1.
1.
1. Okay. So +1. Okay. -2.
No, because we're short range now.
We're short range. Still at short range.
Same thing as.
You should have gotten a target.
It would have been your base +1.
Just
base
+1. Doing the whole thing without target lock.
Because he got the...
Oh, we did turn off all their weapons, though, so I guess that's...
Yeah. They're not happy with that.
Unless they open up some sort of side door and, like, 4 more cannons pop out.
1 success.
Wait, did you add the 1 dice for the thing that you're shooting with?
Yes. Oh. It was on there.
No, right? It wasn't.
No.
The
So oh, I told them base plus one would have been what they did, but we both keep forgetting about
the
that.
One success. Let's see if we can soak.
Soak. Don't soak, I guess.
Soak it up. Hey, you ain't doing it.
They did it. They soaked. And now, because they spent their time repairing their critically damaged torpedo room, and it costs zero EP to launch a torpedo, they're going to launch a torpedo at you.
Isn't their torpedo bay off?
They turned it back on by using the engineer.
Oh, they have an engineer too.
Damn, cute. All right. Oh, we completely skidded past you repairing.
Oh, we did. Yeah, do I have to roll for that?
Yes. Okay. It's a repair critical, whatever. That's what I just did.
We forgot basically. That you could do stuff.
Is it
not just?
It's just going to be your technology roll.
Okay.
Don't forget about the talisman.
Nice. Thank you. Hopefully I repair it. I got one.
All right. You managed to turn some knobs and pull some levers and crank some wrenches, and then you seal up the leakage in your reactor. It hums as it returns to full energy. You have removed the critical damage.
I'll taped it back up.
I believe I'm doing that right. You can use it. Yep. Repair critical damage. One EP. One turn. So let's get that torpedo going. Plus two to hit. I'm running out of dice over here.
Don't love that.
Not easy being a pirate, is it? I'm going to spend a darkness point because I just failed on that roll. Nice. Failed on my 10 dice roll. I don't like that.
Ooh.
I got one whopping success. If I could spend more darkness points, I would. In any case, that's 2 points of damage for you to attempt to soak with your armor. Whoever wants to make that roll?
I'll take it. Yep. 1 point was soaked.
All right, so one more point of hull damage. The torpedo launches almost as a surprise, kind of spits out the back of the ship. You thought you'd taken the torpedo bay down, but they fixed it. And it, luckily, Walter's quick thinking kind of skids and kind of blows up on the side of the ship rather than hitting you with the direct impact that it should have with 10 fucking dice.
Nice job, Walter.
Let's vent these guys.
Fuck it. Fuck the cargo. Fuck any pets they have.
How are we doing on a whole point?
Fuck any potential slaves.
We got four left.
Not fuck them, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, two down. Two points of damage.
Okay.
Alright, so back to the order phase. Captain!
Attack!
Attack!
One success.
Congratulations. Engineer, you have all your energy points back.
Fuck yeah. You want to have Walter get ready for evasive maneuvers in case they shoot another torpedo and then do one and one again? Maybe get a target lock this time?
Or I could disengage the target lock because if they don't have it, they can't target a torpedo again.
Yeah. This is true.
Okay. So, 3 to Walter, 1 to Jafar, 1 to June again. The standard
one. All right. Walter gets ready to avoid any potential torpedoes, just in case the sensor operator isn't as skilled as he pretends to be. So, Jafar, hold on, let me do my roll for these guys.
Unless you're going to want to give me 12 dice to roll with on my attack.
Just really finish them off. But we don't want to do too much damage.
Or I could just shut their fucking torpedo off again.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they're repairing another system, but those other systems. Spend a darkness,
but we already have evasive maneuvers ready in case they fire one.
Yes!
So we already have like one defensive.
Trying to fix their shit. You notice as you're sitting here doing all this, the react or the engine that was flickering, kind of the light goes back on in it as if they're sort of getting shit together in there. So, Datagen from Jafar.
Let me go ahead and break the target lock.
All right, do it. It is the modified. Let's see here. Modified by the strength of the enemy target lock. So that's one die. So they only rolled one success. So you'll lose one die, basically.
Okay, so rolling without the command roll, then just ACs.
Alright, she gets zero again.
Give him the point. Give him the damn darkness point.
Just Jordy, who did you piss off?
Just do it.
I don't know.
Which god did you who's like curse?
I cursed myself. It's just like that one movie.
Yeah, who killed
Night me? Watch. Yeah, I fucked up.
No!
He did not break the target lock?
Nope.
Well, it's a good thing you got Walter Wagon to make those evasive rolls for you. However, first, I think we're going to see an ion cannon coming through there.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Shoot.
That is two successes.
All right, so you're going to bump that up to two damage then?
Yes.
Let's roll some armor.
Don't so.
This is going on longer than I thought, actually.
I know.
I thought you guys were just going to, like, randomly crit and kill it.
We were doing well for a while.
They were going to randomly crit and kill us when you were looking that up.
Soaked 1 point. So bad. So bad. All right, but they are going to make their torpedo roll.
Be nice.
Let's start with Walter to make his piloting roll.
Be nice not to have that target lock.
And remember, as I said before, Walter can use his gambler ability whenever you tell him to.
I guess that's a darkness point, though, doesn't it?
Yes. He can only use it once per game as well. And he just rolled zero successes on the
do
evasion.
It. Do it!
Yeah.
Are we doing it?
Yeah, all right. Do it.
He's you a see him.
He's
you
a
see
toka.
Him trying to do evasive maneuvers, and he's just stressing, and he clasps at the symbol of the gambler that's hanging around his neck, and then all of a sudden he just kind of does a barrel roll and spins off to the side. Three successes, so they need to get four. Oh no, that's three dice less. Oh, so many dice adjustments. And they got two successes. So it's going to be 3 points of damage. So even with his evasive maneuvers, it's not enough. They managed to hit you on the underbelly of the Mahdi. So 3 points of damage you need to soak. It's getting
ugly.
How many
points do we have left?
Four.
Soaked one!
All right. 2 points of damage as this torpedo impacts the bell of your ship. Blows up. The shake disrupts the gravity for a second, and you see Rhonda go skidding across the floor.
What are y'all doing up there? It's getting real shaky.
At this point, the enemy ship is just sparking, and you can see different parts of it seem to be almost rippling, as if chunks of it are about to fall off. It does looks like it's in like the worst shape ever.
I would say we would probably want to dock this bitch before we do any more damage.
Agreed.
Unless you guys want to salvage shit from out in the air, which, whatever, so, I can maneuver in a suit pretty well, but that's also going to take a while to gather up junk from space.
We should use this round to fix some hull damage and then try to, like, move in to dock it.
I'm all for that.
Yeah?
Take all the points, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll sacrifice our majority,
Okay.
So, I can give the... We're in the next round?
Yeah, so you can use your command to order repair.
Why don't you repair the ship, Rebus?
I'm trying.
What are you doing down there?
It's like you're running into those torpedoes.
Why aren't you fixing this ship, Roman? That's not my
one
snail.
One success.
Right. You get one extra die.
That's not my purse. I don't know you.
So
how are you?
I do not have testicles.
How are you distributing the...
Do you want me to do two for myself and three for Walter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. I'll do two for me to repair hull damage and three for Walter to...
All right,
try to get in closer to dock.
All right.
Wait, hold on. We haven't broken their... We haven't broken their target lock, and we haven't...
I can take one for myself if you want. We can
No. So, repairing hull points, does the number of energy points equate to the number of hull points?
No, you roll, and every success is one hull point.
So, my question is whether we should try and break the...
We just
damaged their ship, though, with the data meme last time, right? So it looks like their reactor's offline?
No, you hit them with the ion cannon.
With ion cannon, though? Yeah. So that did do 1 point of...
Yeah, the ship still looks active. It's just, like, it's limping.
Plus, if we get in closer, does the torpedo lose... Like, can it shoot in close range?
I have seen nothing in here that suggests that it loses any sort of effectivity at close range. It feels a little silly.
That's lame.
Or does it lose any dice if we're on in contact range? Like, does it?
Let me look this up, because I always feel like that's something that should be, like, unless you have a contact level.
Like, if you're near contact range, if you shot a torpedo out of your ship and it's trying to target something that's next to your ship, like, it would hurt you too.
Are we in close right now or medium close?
We're one unit away from them. Right,
I think so.
I think we're one combat unit away from them.
I would say that we could. Yeah. We're
aggressively dock.
Yeah. We're aggressively docking.
Have you been looking at my browser history?
Oh. All I had to do was pay some guy.
That's love, you know? That's what love is.
I know, right? Love is knowing each other's searches.
Can we get like an engraved sign for our house that says, love is aggressively docking?
We can just like have a hand like this.
Is this our new... The new Rolmageddon.
Yeah. Thing. The new ship's motto.
That's the title of the episode. Aggressive docking.
All right. Did we actually. Oh, it's getting crunchy in here, isn't it? Did we actually do your command roll? Or were you still inside? I think you're in a new round now. Mm. Took a break. And now we forgot. Or I forgot.
No, I'd had one success, and I thought I'd said
for the repair.
Oh, coach, you're doing repair. Okay, yeah. So we went to Rebus.
Yep.
We got assigned 3 to Walter to creep up on it.
Creep up or get within docking range, right?
Aggressively docking. Yeah.
Aggressive docking.
Aggressive docking. And were you assigning the other one to yourself?
One to me, and then one to Jafar to break target lock.
Okay. Cool. Let's do it.
So 2, 4,
fix the ship.
6, 8, 9, and then one for Ollie. I got.
Wait, the dice is not going to stop.
2 so far. 2.
All right, you fix 2 whole points.
Yeah.
You run out and just start madly applying duct tape.
I'm trying to fix her.
Let's go ahead and roll for my engineer. Oh, I got to roll for my captain, too.
Captain.
Do you guys even have enough energy points to do any of that?
Maybe. I have 1. All right, I'm going to spend the darkness point because that captain roll sucked. I'm going to start chewing through these for every roll.
Spin them. There we go.
And then for my engineer phase, I'm going to try to fix the engines. I'll spend a darkness point to fix that. 2 can play this game. All right. Well, it wasn't a complete failure. Just mostly a failure.
The dice got
you see the engines on the enemy ship start to brighten up a little bit. And then onward to, let's see, Walter Wagon needs to make his run up on the on them.
Aggressive docking!
Dock him, Walter.
He gets 0 successes.
Wow. That sucks.
Well, yes.
Walter gives a darkness point.
The spin from the torpedo hitting the underbelly of your ship. It's basically Walter spins the entire turn riding the ship and doesn't manage to make any headway toward it, unfortunately. Sensors.
Going to break the target lock.
Good dice, my ass.
Darkness point!
What? Darkness point? Oh my god. Now remember, you do get your extra dice for praying and all that shit when you reroll.
I thought you only got that on the first one.
No, it's on every reroll.
I haven't been doing that. I did it on the first one.
Did you get 3 it this
successes.
Time? 3 successes. Alright, you break the target lock.
Can't touch this.
All right. And they weren't targeting you anyway. They're trying to fix their damn engines so they can get out of here. So back to the order phase. What's your command, Captain?
Attack.
Okay. Make your command.
That's 1 success.
All right. 1 extra die for the attackingness. Engineer.
All right. Do we want to try to move again or do we just want to like put all the points into weapons?
I think
we could totally do that.
The ship's gonna blow up again. Are you talking putting points into what?
I could just give you guys both the points and not any to Walter. But you still want to give three to him to move in?
No, I think we should probably still try to move in, okay. And then you can give me one.
And then you can repair with one to get us back to...
Do you want me to repair again?
Well, we don't... I don't see any reason for Jen to shoot with the weapon that'll destroy it.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah.
I want to destroy it.
Right, so repair, move in closer, and then...
I will shut down their torpedoes.
But that also gives them opportunity to repair whatever damage we've done.
Yeah.
This is true.
I think we should shoot at it again.
You want to blow them up?
Yeah. I don't think we... Do we need to repair? Should we just do 3-1-1 again? So how many hold points do we have right now?
4.
So we'll do 3 to the pilot to move in, and 1...
All right.
To Jafar and 1 to June.
Walter is going to try to move in. He gets extra 1 from the cap'n. And he gets 2 successes. So you are in full contact range. The enemy is going to... Sorry, I keep forgetting to do their turn. I'm going to spend darkness point. Keep rolling. There we go. 2 more energy points. You see their engines flare to life and the ship starts kind of sputtering and trying to move. And then we go on to the sensor phase.
Should we do a target lock this time? Dead air.
I mean, we could go to stealth and then just try to board, couldn't we?
I thought stealth was only for dropping out of combat.
Yeah, it ends combat. So what weapons were online? Just the
torpedo bay.
Just the torpedo bay?
As far as you know.
I don't think they have any extra points to spend right now on any firing of weapons, but...
And Wadadim can't drain their energy?
No.
Okay. Yeah, whatever you want.
That's you, I guess, but I think you should do a target lock.
We're just blowing them up.
I mean...
Vent them.
I think we bored him.
Okay, I mean, yeah, I'm fine with that too.
I mean, I've been rolling low too.
Yeah.
Your one hit's gonna...
Well, I'll just fucking shut off their torpedoes in the event.
Okay, go for it.
2 successes.
Alright, you suck.
Time to board!
Because they are going to try to make a target lock on you. And they have successfully target locked you. However... Shut down their goddamn torpedo base so they don't get to fire a torpedo.
Nice.
So, again, next round. World's longest ship combat. Captain, what are you doing?
Oh, wait, we get to shoot too, don't we?
Oh, wait, did you get a point?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah, Jason.
I thought you signed
one to Walter, 1 to you, and 1 to...
No, something. I didn't repair this time.
We didn't repair this round.
That was last round.
Oh, okay. The rounds are going too fast. I don't know what's going on anymore. All right, make your shot. Shoot your shot.
1.
1 success. They are going to roll their armor. They're going to spend a darkness point to re-roll their armor so they don't blow up.
I guess we're melting these darkness points away.
Yeah, that's not coming out. Yeah. Real like goal here.
I know.
Drag this out and drain the darkness pool.
I feel like at this point, like Cthulhu is just like moving through the stars right towards you guys. What is happening over here? Sion smells so tasty.
Is that Morse code?
Smells like delicious curry. And they soaked with their armor. The Ion Cannon hits, kind of bounces off the side of what's left of their ship. And then back to Captain. What is your next plan, sir?
Boarding, right?
Yeah, that's attack. So, attack! Okay.
You're just tired at this point. Attack!
In the mirror more.
Attack. Engineer?
So what do we need to do to board?
You need to give 3 points to Walter Wagon, and then he makes an opposed piloting check with the enemy, modified by the maneuverability of their ship. And also with a 2-die penalty because it's hard to do when their ship's still moving.
Could Rebus give all the points to Walter?
Give him 2 extra dice.
Yeah. 2 extra dice to cancel that out.
Yeah. Yeah. Want to do that?
Remember, they did just get a sensor or a target lock on you.
Break a target lock again.
Yeah, but why would... Their torpedo bay's down. They're not... Unless they...
Yeah, but they could have fixed something else. They could have repaired something.
Well, up to you.
You want to risk it? Let's just do
break
all...
Break the target lock and...
Well, I can give him 4 points and one point for you.
That'll work.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's see how they're doing now that they have actual energy points. There's that. All right, so Walter Wagon moves in with one extra die. Minus one for the maneuverability ship. Minus two for the other thing. He'll burn his little friendship bracelet. Nice. He recognizes that this is the time. Attempts to attach your docking bay to the side of the Primal Star. He got two successes. Nice. Now I have to roll for the enemy pilot because it is an opposed roll.
Come on, Walter. Line up them tips.
Aggressively touch tips.
There goes nothing. You know I'm burning darkness point for this one if I don't get it.
Aggressive docking.
All right, he beat him. However, I will spend the darkness point.
Aggressive docking!
And a failure. Walter Wagon successfully pulls up alongside, and you see your sort of retractable, basically slinky-like docking station shoot out of your ship and just latches onto the side of this ship, onto the airlock, which screws them up because... their whole plan was to retreat, which now that they are docked, however, they may not retreat. And they also can't fire at you. So that's the end of the space combat, effectively.
Nice. We did it.
Yeah.
Gear up.
Prepare to receive our load.
If the gunner had wanted to or had points and wanted to use the contact range autocannon that you have, you could use that. But that's about it. That's how I'm going to rule it anyway. I don't think you can really aim when you're stuck to another ship. It says you can't move or retreat. So, all right. And this has been going on for a while. I originally had intended to do all of the interior combat, but I feel like that's going to take a minute. So I think we're going to wrap it up there. All right. So now that you have successfully, aggressively docked with your opponent, it's time to start doing the boarding. However... We're going to take a bit of a pause here and clip the episode here. We're going to keep recording, but we're going to split this into two episodes because I feel like this much dice rolling is probably very tiring for anyone listening, unless you're a real hardcore gamer. What am I sitting at now? I'm down to 13. This is the first time I've ended an episode with less darkness points than I started it with.
Is that four less, right? We're at like
17. Three less.
Three less.
Okay, we agreed on 16 at the beginning of the episode. Okay. So if you were listening in, Jason had more for continuity's sake. He did not.
Ignore it.
Ignore the numbers.
But if you had less, let us know.
Yeah, please. We'll take the advantage.
Yes, down to 13 despite Jordy's best efforts to keep me above 16. Or Jordy's dice's best efforts.
Yeah, probably me.
We have social media and shit. We have a Twitter. We have an Instagram. We have a Buy Me a Coffee page where you can name NPCs and persons, places, things. And that's about what we have right now. So we're going to wind this up. I've been Jason. I've been the Game Master.
I've been Jordy playing Jafar Tele.
Stevie as Jun Collage.
Ellie as Zul.
And Sam as Rebus.
Thank you for listening. And we'll see you in a minute or a week. Whatever.
Bye. Bye, y'all. Y'all come back now.
Y'all here?
Testes, 1, 2, 3.
Testes, 1, 2. 3.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna smack down some of these players. I'm gonna give them the big elbow right in the head. They're going down. 1, 2, 3. So can you have-
Everybody's doing some shopping here on the Coriolis podcast.
Oh wait, I want some grenades. Yeah, I definitely want grenades. All right, let's buy some grenades.
I really want a spider suit.
Spider suit.
Why? She's always wanted to bang on a roof.
This sounds so much fun. Imagine all the things I could fix if I could just climb around. It'd make my life easier. You know, a thermostatic suit just protects your like body temperature.
Yeah, and recycles your pee, so you always have water, but
water
protects you from extreme conditions, which I feel like should be a standard for all of us if we're going to do dumb shit.
Well, I'm getting a...
Well, it doesn't protect you from outer space.
Yeah.
Well, no shit, but like if we're stuck on a planet in harsh conditions because for some reason all the darkness points we accrued made us get pulled into the orbit of some sort of planet, and then our like ship for some reason just cannot compensate with the gravity pulling us.
Hold on, slower. I need to write this down.
And then there's all sorts of djinn that are just like floating around there. And like the last thing you want to think about is this water drinkable or is this djinn piss?
It's called Mountain Djinn, actually.
Drink slurm.
And it's a delicacy.
It's all the rage on Coriolis.
Jot that down, Jason. Mountain Djinn.
Yes. Made by PepsiCo, right?
Or yep. Is it? A subsidiary of Google.
Walter Wagon has a full communications array. Yeah. That can bounce from planet to planet because for some reason they give his particular class or whatever like this giant fucking communications array.
Yeah, well, if he can't watch TV out on the trail, he's not going out on the trail.
So. Oh, prospector.
He's not missing Will and Grace.
For the folks at home, Walter just blew his 5K on a nice cushion and some toys for Rhonda.
Rhonda toys are really expensive. Inflation's been quite high.
No. Walter Wagon is using his money.
Walter Wagon.
Send it home to his kids. He has the same problem as Rebus. Too many kids.
The twist is at the end of this, they're the same kids.
I like to perform a manipulation rule. See? Just go loosen her up a little. Get to know each other.
Get some mic lube.
Sometimes you just need a little lube.
Spit on it.
Get a can of beans.
Fucking weirdo.
Let's slop some beans.
Walter Wagon.